بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم under the verses of Allah Tabarakala speaks of the unique month of Ramadan. Allah Tabarakala says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. That O people of Iman, fasting has been written. And thereafter Allah Tabarakala says, it's only for a few days, أياماً معدودات. A few verses later, Allah Ta'ala says, Shahru Ramadan. That why would you even not think of fasting? This is the month of Ramadan in which the Quran has come. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرِ فَلْيَصُمْ. In honor of the Quran and the deen that you have been given, it's a demand of thanking Almighty Allah that you fast. So this entire verse had to do with the fasting. And thereafter many verses come regarding fasting. In between, however, this ayat comes. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, and when my servant asks regarding me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, let the answer be that his Allah is very close to him. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَان. I accept the dua of the caller as soon as he calls. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Allah Ta'ala says, to answer my call. The call that has been made here and the relationship of this call with the month of Ramadan is that in Ramadan a person has given his whole body to Almighty Allah. So the reward that Allah Tabarakala mentioned, the first reward in the month of Ramadan, or the first ibadat for the man who's fasting in the month of Ramadan, which is besides Quran, is dua. It is this amal which Allah Tabarakala made. Ulama have mentioned there are only two actions which are mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah where the word qareeb comes with Almighty Allah. To be very, very close to your Creator. One is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the closest a person can get to his Allah is when he is in sajda. That qurb. And the second is here, that when a man makes dua, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. When my servant asks regarding me, everywhere else in the Quran, wherever it comes, yas'alunaka, that they ask you a question, O Allah's Nabi, then the answer came, qul, give them the answer. But when it came regarding this issue here, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, that when my servants ask regarding me means that if I ask my Allah, will my du'as be heard? In this answer, the word qul, meaning, O Allah's Nabi, reply to them, that very fast your Allah will answer, that never came. In this verse, fa'inni qareeb came, that Almighty Allah spoke directly with the one asking the question. That a person is saying, O Allah, if I lift up my hand, then how long will it take for my dua to reach you? So the answer came, fa'inni qareeb, that before even the dua leaves, your Allah is already by you. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ. I answer the caller as soon as he calls. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Let him answer my call. The call of Almighty Allah here is that make dua. So one amal which is an amal of the month of Ramadan, unique. And then for after, forever. But the unique ta'alluq it got with Ramadan because it came in the ayat of fasting is how much of dua we make. So there were a few ahadith which I had written down in the hope that through the barakah of these ahadith, I myself will get tawfiq to make dua. And may Allah Tabarakala bless us all. One mistake we have in dua is that many of us have regarded dua that I make dua when I got some need. So different from salah. Salah, I perform it 5 times a day as soon as the muazzin gives the call. I understand salah is a obligation upon me. So I come to the masjid. It's not that I come when I have a need and I don't come when I don't have a need, because I understood its obligation. When the month of Ramadan came, I fasted because I understood fasting is required. Not that I needed something, that's why I fasted. However, when the issue of dua comes, majority of us are in this misconception that I make dua when I have some need. And how important as an obligation dua was on me, that very few have ever understood. And that is why, like how we perform our salah and how we keep our fast, But dua, we don't find a person that I have to make my dua. Whereas when a person looks at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will find that dua is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, الدُّعَى هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. Like how we do the ahadith, Al-Hajj, Arafah. That the entire Hajj is standing on the plains of Arafah. The entire ibadat of a man is going to see, does he make dua to his Allah or not? If a man is a beggar to his Allah, he is called the slave of Allah. And if a man doesn't make dua, then look at this verse of Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. That my Allah, He will have no bother and concern about you, had it not been for your dua. Had it not been for your dua, my Allah would have had no bother and concern. Meaning we are so in need of dua, that this is our ibadah. This is the way Allah Ta'ala becomes happy. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. The man who cannot ask from Allah, he might think, I got no need. يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. The anger of Almighty Allah falls upon him. This is also an obligation upon man, dua. And lot of dua. Then just like how fasting and salah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave lot of rewards. You will get this, you will get this, you will get this. That was to encourage man to make the dua. But it wasn't that if you need this, then do the ibadat. You have to do the ibadat. Similarly, dua is something which I and you, we have to do. And we have to do it not just like a... Had it not been that after the first salah, perhaps the imam lifts up his hands and made dua, many of us perhaps in the day would make no dua at all. Just because we never understood that this is also an obligation upon me. الدُّعَى هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ means that when it will be seen if the servant is really the slave of Allah or not, it will be seen what dua did he make. If he was asking from his Allah, he is called a servant, he is called a slave. And if he is not, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after explaining الدُّعَى هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ, that your servitude to Almighty Allah will be looked at according to the dua you make. If you are begging from Allah, you written as a servant. And if a man is not making dua, then he is not written as a servant. To explain that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then read a verse of Quran. He said, he read the verse, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. That your Allah has ordered, make dua to me, I will answer. But the next part of it, and may Allah tabarak ta'ala save us, that dua leaves our lives. The next part, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala then said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ أَنْ عِبَادَتِي. That as for those people who got too much of pride to bother about becoming the servant of Allah. But it was linked with what? That the man who doesn't make dua. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ أَنْ عِبَادَتِي. As for the one who got too much of pride, that he doesn't want to show I'm your servant. فَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, he's going straight to Jahannam. On what it was put? On dua, the doors open that you are the servant of Allah. It's a unique thing that normally in this world, any servant, slave who asks from the master doesn't like it. Because the law is that the master asks the servant, do this, do that. So now the slave comes and says, boss, I need clothing. So he gives him clothing. Now the slave comes and I need shoes, he gives him shoes. The third time the slave comes, the boss becomes irritated. He says, I'm the master, you the slave. I'm supposed to be asking you to do. You every day asking me. But the condition with Allah Tabarak Ta'ala and man is completely the opposite. In this it is the slave, the more he asks from the master, the more beloved he becomes. And the less that he asks, the further he goes. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimullah used to say, what a unique sentence, understand the beauty of this. Making dua to Almighty Allah, he addressed Almighty Allah in this manner. He said, Ya man, O that being who, احب عباده الی من سأله فاکثر سؤالہ. Oh, the being who that slave of his becomes the closest to him who makes the most dua. وَيَا مَنْ and oh that being that أَبْغَدُ عِبَادِهِ إِلَيْهِ مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلُهُ that the servant and slave who he hates the most is the one who doesn't ask. He says, oh Allah, وَلَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ غَيْرُكَ there is no master in the world like this. Yeah. That the one who asks becomes the beloved. And the one that doesn't ask, he said, you go. He says, oh Allah, besides you, there is no master. That the more I tell you do, the more I become your selected. And the less that I ask you to do, then the more I go further away from you. Now look at dua, what? Man loses nothing with dua. Yes, only and only. But it is the sign that this man is the servant of Allah. It is dua, a unique ibadah, that ikhlas is full in dua. And riya is hardly in dua. Because in dua way a man shows, hey, I'm great. In dua is, oh Allah, please, please, please. I need you, I need you, I need you. For this reason, Allah Tabarakala opened up the benefits of dua. Because there was always that fear that man will make dua for a while. And then when he doesn't see what he's asking for coming, then he stops making dua. Whereas this world was darul asbab and imtihan. If Almighty Allah had to give man whatever he wanted in this world, number one, there'll be no exam in the world. Number two, the system of the world wouldn't go. So if Almighty Allah had to give us whatever we wanted, it would cause problems in the world. And if Allah Tabarakala was not giving us, then there was the fear that man would ask us, and then he would say, hey, it's not coming. So he would stop making dua. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this in two unique manners. One, he said, Almighty Allah continues accepting dua as long as man doesn't become impatient. So the sahabi asked, radiallahu anhu, what is impatience in dua? He says, the man thinks that I made this dua, I made the dua, I made the dua, quite a long time is going. I never saw the fruit of it. So at that moment, he stops making dua. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when he stops making dua, suddenly the dua now is not accepted. Now what does it mean the dua is not accepted? So in another narration he explains, when they asked which dua is most accepted by Almighty Allah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the word, أَيُّ الدُّعَاءِ أَسْمَعُ They rather say which dua is heard most by Almighty Allah. Because in mine and your mind, accepted means that I made dua for a car and suddenly a car came. So my dua was accepted. Not accepted means I made dua for the car never come. So I made dua for a car, made dua for a car, made dua. Third time I saw no car coming, I stopped making dua for the car. As soon as I stopped, that is when the dua was not accepted. Not when I never saw the fruit. What it means, asma, the acceptance of mine and your dua means this. That you see, the filthy tongue of mine has said so much of dirt. But it's that very same tongue and hand which lifts up in front of Almighty Allah. The demand of this world, if the hand has done a crime, that hand doesn't then go to the one he did a crime against and said, can you give me something? That hand gets refused. If the tongue has spoken bad things, that very tongue doesn't go and ask the master then, they do this for me. But my Allah has accepted man's dua, that the very hand which is dirty, it comes in the hadith, when a servant lifts up his hand, Almighty Allah's haya, Allah Tabarakallah's haya does not allow that hand to return empty. The hand is not looked at, how dirty and filthy. The tongue is not looked at. So a wali of his time was asked by one of his murids that I am making dua, making dua, making dua. But I am not seeing the fruit of my dua. That's what we understand, accept it. Because our nazar is here. Whereas the nazar, the eye on dua is supposed to be that my dua is leaving a tongue so filthy and dirty. And it is flying through the heavens at such a speed and it is banging against the arsh of Almighty Allah, and it is being accepted in the court. So that wali of Allah, to explain this to him, he said, "Oh my friend, for you," he said, "remember," because the man said, "I'm crying and crying and begging, but I'm not seeing the dua's result." So he said, "For your Allah to enjoy listening to your cries and begging, for you is more beneficial than for you to enjoy the fruits of your dua." He said, for your Allah to enjoy listening to your crying is more beneficial for you than for you to enjoy seeing the fruits of your dua. What it meant is that me becoming the slave of Allah is like an impossible thing, getting accepted in such a court. But my Allah made it so easy that I just lifted up my hands and I started begging. In that begging, the more I cry, the more beneficial for me it is. Then stop crying. So he says, for your Allah to enjoy listening to you crying, that is more beneficial for you than for you to see the fruits of your dua. A dua most accepted means that most heard, most tawajju. You become the center of Almighty Allah's attention. What a unique thing it is. In the month of Ramadan, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three people's du'as, they do not go unaccepted. Meaning how fast they hit the arsh of Almighty Allah. He said, one is a father when he makes du'a for his son or his daughter. He said, one is a musafir, he has left his home, he's out in the path. And he said, one is a person who is fasting. That man's du'a. And especially just before iftar, that is the time where it flies. To become the servant of Allah, it only requires this. And then start begging. And beg, and beg. In begging, what we will get, we will become the abd of Almighty. You are recorded now as this is the servant of his creator. That is more than sufficient. But because man always wants to see something, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَدْعُو بِدَعْوَةٍ لَيْسَ فِيهَا إِثْمٌ وَلَا قَطِيعَةُ رَحِمٍ. That whichever believer makes a dua, and in his dua he is asking for something halal, something permissible, إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا إِحْدَى ثَلَاثٍ. Allah Tabarakala promises to give him for his dua one of three things. Really the demand of dua was that I am the servant. My Allah, my master told me, ask, oh master, what is my work? Unique it is. Every other slave asks, master, what is the work? What work you will get? But for me and you, we say, oh Allah, what is our work? And he said, your work is to ask me to do for you. Your work is to ask me to do for you. What a master. But besides that there, in this world, because man, he likes to see something. So he was told, Allah promises he will give for man one of three things. إِمَّا أَن تُعَجَّلَ لَهُ دَعْوَتُهُ. Sometimes he will find the results of his dua will come in this world quickly. How he wanted it, he got it. And that was just to make him happy and to encourage him, make more dua. But otherwise, for us this world, we all know it's trivial. No matter how much we like it, a day will come, whatever we get of the world, we will leave it. At that time, man will say, I wish everything of mine could be kept for me in the year after. But Allah Tabarakallah says, I'll give it to him in this world. And that is the lowest level of acceptance. Whereas for me and you, like that's the highest level. That's what I want. The lowest level of acceptance, I'll give it to you in this world. وَإِمَّا أَن يَدَّخِرَهَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. And if he doesn't find it in this world, then his Allah has promised, I will store it for you in the year after. And it comes in the narrations when man will see what has been stored, his desire and wish will be, if any, if every dua of mine was not accepted in this world, meaning was not given in this world. The third is, وَإِمَّا أَن يَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ مِنَ السُّوءِ مِثْلَهَا. Oh Allah, Tabarak Allah promises, that some calamity and difficulty is going towards that servant. Because of that dua, the dua stands up and he pushes it away. So the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, when he heard, you will either get it here, or you will get it there, or it will remove calamities and problems. Look at the wording. قَالُوا إِذَنْ نُكْثِرْ. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu in happiness then said, إِذَنْ, then we will make Lord dua. We won't stop asking, we won't stop asking. Because we're only getting. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahu Akbar. We understand that Arabic. إِذَنْ نُكْثِرْ, then we will make more and more. Allahu Akbar, Allah will give more and more. Then we will make more and more. Allahu Akbar, and Allah will give more and more. Your world will get sorted out. Your akhirat will get sorted out. Problems will be removed. In which manner problems will be removed? We all have that worry. The condition of this country. The condition of my future. The condition of my progeny. The condition of my grave. The condition of the akhirat. That's something else. But how much of worry we have for our dunya? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يُغْنِي حَذَرٌ مِّن قَدَرٍ. حَذَرٌ means that I make a lot of effort. I put my alarm on. I have my guard. I have security. My child must not get sick. I have given him this medication. I have given him that there. A lot of effort we make. He says, but whatever effort you make, remember, it cannot turn taqdeer away. If taqdeer has been written that someone has to rob, may Almighty Allah save us. No matter what effort we make, that man will enter. If taqdeer has been written, someone will fall sick. No matter what effort we make, that man is going to fall sick. He said, your efforts and your plans can never push away taqdeer. But thereafter, he said, وَالدُّعَاءُ يَنْفَأُ مِمَّا نَزَلْ وَمِمَّا لَمْ يَنْزِلْ. As for dua, that you will find beneficial even against taqdeer. He said, that you will find beneficial against decisions which have already given down to the angels. Nazal. The decision has passed to the angels. Suddenly man's hand lifted in dua. The angel is moving to fulfill the demands of the decision. That dua is lifted. The wording comes unique. وَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَيَنْزِلْ. Allah Tabarakallah has sent down a calamity. It has already come. The angel has accepted it. Now the arrangement is being made. You are the target. It is going straight to the individual. That man lifted up his hands. He made dua not because I got a need today. A lot of times we think we have no need. He made dua because he has been asked to make dua. He lifted up his hands. He begged of his dunya. He begged of his qabr. He begged of his akhirah. The hand lifted. The dua left. Every dua is heard. Every dua is accepted. Left the tongue, immediately it hit the arsh of Almighty Allah. The dua was accepted. That calamity is coming like a missile. You are the target. No matter what plans you made, you cannot avoid taqdeer. Taqdeer has to hit. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنَّ الْبَلَىٰ لَيَنْزِلُ. That problem is now coming for the individual. فَيَتَلَقَّاهُ الدُّعَىٰ. Suddenly that dua comes in its way. It hit the arsh of Almighty Allah. It was accepted. Immediately it was put as a barrier. That calamity comes and bang. And suddenly dua is the barrier. Right in front of your face it stopped it. فَيَعْتَلِجَانْ. يَعْتَلِجَانْ means that problem wants to go away. It wants to go on this side of the dua and hit you. It wants to go on that side. But the dua is not leaving it. It's holding it. فَيَعْتَلِجَانْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Until the day of Qiyamah, that dua will continue holding that problem. The problem will be trying to pull away. Perhaps on the day of Qiyamah, when you see how many problems were written for an individual, and how many duas came up in front and stopped it. So what there is to get in dua? So much. May Allah Tabarakallah make us, we become da'is. Da'is means whenever you got time, lift up your hands and make dua, beg and make dua. Ilha, beg. Ulama have written among the adab of dua, very quickly we will go through this. But one, the main adab at the ending is this beg. That a da'i is not a man who just lifts up his hands and says, oh Allah, give me this. But he begs, ilha. Ulama have written from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the adab of dua. We lifted the hand. So first man will praise Almighty Allah. And in praising Almighty Allah, in any manner you want to praise Almighty Allah. And the best is those azkar which Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself mentioned. One is the easiest because we don't know the Arabic language. But certain ones we all know, La ilaha illallah. That is that kalima of tawheed that has turned a kafir into a believer. That is that thing which is put on the scale, it will outweigh the entire heavens and earth. That one La ilaha illallah sorts out all problems. One is Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, more weightier than the heavens and the earth. It rewards filling up the heavens and the earth. So any praise and any name of Almighty Allah. Ulama have written, the greatest name of Allah you can take in dua is Rabbana. That, oh, the one who knows all my needs and sees to all my needs. That's the one I'm asking. Rabbana, who looked after me at every stage, at the times when I myself never knew I am someone. When the thing was hanging in the womb, and there was so much of chance that I would be destroyed in the womb, it was a Rabb who was taking me through stages. When my eye couldn't open and then it opened. When my ear was not opening, then it opened. Then when my heart started pumping, everything I needed, Rabb is the one who gave it. You say, Ya Rabbana. Or any of the names of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Alizzu. Alizzu means that take enjoyment. Aksiru. Lot read. Ya Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. The word Dhul Jalal. Dhul Ikram, O the one who gives so much. Meaning any sifat of Allah, any name of Allah. Praise Allah and then use the name of Allah. The second will be then you will say salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama have mentioned either at the beginning of dua only you make sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or even better at the beginning and at the end of the dua. Because Umar radiallahu anhu would say that dua is kept mawquf, hanging. Until it is found with salawat ala nabi, meaning durood. Once the durood comes, then it gives it the final push, and it hits where it has to hit. And if you put it on both sides, then because salawat, durood is such a beloved amal, that as soon as it comes from the tongue, it is accepted. And when it comes from the tongue, it is accepted. And ulama have written that Almighty Allah's shan is such that He won't accept the beginning, ending, and leave out in between. So if there was durood salawat here, there was durood salawat there, and in between was need, the whole thing goes up. So now we started, we made hamd, we praised Almighty Allah, then we made salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now start asking. But when we ask, let it never be that we only ask for the dunya. Quran has mentioned very clearly that there are those people who only ask for the world. For them in the year after, there's nothing left them. Rather, Quran said that ask for the world, no problem. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Ask first for your worldly needs, so you've sorted out. Because man got lot sicker of his world. He said, but as soon as you finish asking for the world, wa fil akhirati hasana, then start building your year after with dua. Because we don't know when we go in the grave. Today we all would ask it. But no one knows in the grave will I have afiyat. Today when I get sick, I know I'm sick. So I can lift up my hands and say, Oh Allah, make me better. But the day when we go in the grave, there we won't be able to lift up the hands and say, take me out of the problem. Now we will have to sort out that problem. We all know today if I got a heart problem, I can immediately say, Oh Allah, help me. But we don't know when I'm going to die and when the kalima dawn will come out from my tongue. At that time there's no dua then to be made. So now we have to make dua for that time. Because problems of the world, we know the problem. So we ask for it now. But what's coming? Crossing the sirat, the bridge that will be taking man into Jannah. But hooks will be flying this way and that way. And the individual does not know whether that hook has been ordered to hit me also off. As it will go, some it will scratch, some it will scrape, it will be dark, there will be screams. You will hear people falling. Man will not know whether I'm going to go. At that time, what will help him? It was the dua made in this world that will help him there. In front of Almighty Allah. So for the akhirah, make a lot of dua.